The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on a beautiful Thursday morning. I'm sure it's beautiful someplace. I'm thinking maybe Fiji, Tahiti, Auckland, New Zealand. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 19th of February, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm looking out on our window of the world. It's raining. How you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good.
So how long does it take you to get in here in the morning?
No more than 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
It takes me like five. So, five or six.
I mean, I feel like it takes me longer to get, when I come into town here on 44, you know, that when
yeah,
it turns.
Yeah,
everybody just seems to slam on their brakes right there.
Well, you know, they have a lot of brakes, or they have the accidents is when they're getting off at Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming off the freeway. And they're going into Turtle Bay for something. It seems like I haven't seen one lately.
No, I haven't either, but
when they do,
yeah,
that's it. The National Days today.
It's National Horse Day.
Well, I've owned Arabians before, and I was doing endurance races. They call them rides, but it's a race.
And the Marines invaded.
The what?
The Marines in 1945.
Uh-huh.
This was the invaded Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah, landing day of Iwo Jima. One of the most famous battles in the Second World War, but it's also one of the most famous battles in the Marine Corps, landing on Iwo Jima that day. And, of course, the photo of the seven Marines raising the flag on top of Mount Suribachi became world famous, taken by... I'm going to have to go back and see who the photographer was. A lot of people don't know that was the second flag raised, and they actually have a movie or the combat cameraman took a video or a movie of raising of the first flag, but they couldn't see it. It was a small flag. So they brought another flag in and sent it up the mountain with a patrol. They got up there and then raised the flag, the second one, that iconic photo of raising the flag, the Marines. And of that group that raised it, I believe three were killed on Iwo Jima in the battle. So four lived, and the Clint Eastwood made a movie, Flags of Our Fathers, but there's been a number of books and articles written.
Joe Rosenthal.
Yeah, Joe Rosenthal. And it was, I think Harry Truman or somebody said, well, that will give the Marine Corps another 100 years, that photo. let's hope it's more than that. So, yeah, it was a big, I've got sand from Iwo Jima in a container. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing for Marines.
I bet it is.
Yeah, it's one of my, I've never been there. But one of my friends was there, and he filled up, Irish, you get filled up probably about 10 or 15 of these little, little pill bottles.
Okay.
And, with sand from Iwo Jima, and gave it to a few of his friends.
That's
and
neat.
So I have that. It's not prominent display, but it's on my military shelf, you might say, in my bookcase. Yeah. Okay. My friends. Wind advisory, winter storm warnings today. Snow likely before 10 a.m. It was 38 when I was driving in. So
I was just telling Sue, when I left my house, it was 39 degrees, and when I got up to Redding, it was 36 degrees.
Yeah. Well, it's different. You can go to four or five different places in Redding, and they'll have different temperatures and almost different weather sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Rain will maybe stop by 1 p.m. We're going to have a high today, 51. And wind gust as high as 22 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly clear. Get this. A low around 22. Wow. Tomorrow, partly sunny. So it's going to kind of clear off tomorrow. Partly sunny with a high near 47. And then it's going to start raining again. Good chance it's going to start raining again Friday night. And a low around 30. And Saturday, a chance of rain and snow before 7 a.m., then a chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 38. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday, rainy, highs in the mid-50s, low in the low 40s. So this is going to go on for a while. And, Southern California got hit real hard with some rain. So we'll see about snow here. Anyway, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. With this type of weather, they are out there making sure people have propane to keep their houses warm and their water hot. Shasta Gas Propane, been founded almost 30 years ago by Chuck and Judy Kinney, and provide outstanding service to their customers. Good people, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. So I talked yesterday about that avalanche. The avalanche story that I read early yesterday was not real clear on how many people have been out there? How many have been rescued? Were there still people missing? Well, today it's a lot clearer and it's a lot sadder. They recovered, rescue crews recovered the bodies of eight backcountry skiers near Lake Tahoe. And they're still searching for a ninth person. Swept up in an avalanche that it has been described as the deadliest in the nation in nearly 50 years. They said the slide moved quickly, leaving those in its path a little opportunity to escape. It appears that there was four, let me see. It was a guided tour, and they had six members of the tour, including five and one guide, was rescued about 6 hours after the avalanche. And the rest of them were swept away and killed, so a total of 9, and seeing one missing, 10, so that's 16. Yeah, were out there. And they were members, parents or mothers, mainly women, of a ski team that was participating somewhere around there. The husbands from the story that we read, yesterday afternoon, they were skiing, and so this was like an annual thing they did. So they went out with four instructors four guides, and then got hit in this blizzard. They had the Sierra Avalanche Center had issued an avalanche watch, cautioning that large avalanches were possible within the next 28 hours, and an alert was later upgraded to a warning just hours before the slide occurs. And it's unclear whether the guys were aware of the updated warning before they set out. So, terrible tragedy there. I'm sure we'll read more about it. But I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Yes, REUs raising rates. And when Jeff Zettel, the REU director, was on our show a month or so ago, he talked about this. This was going to happen. And for a variety of reasons, we'll talk about when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands of prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. You can reach us at, if we are streaming at KCNRradio.com. Used to be KCNR1460.com. That works too. But if you just do type in KCNRradio.com, it takes you right to our webpage, and then you can get to our archives, you can get to our advertisers, you can listen to us from far, far away because we're streaming there. I'm going to finish up on this avalanche story. They just weren't out skiing that day. They were on a 3-day trip up to a place called Frog Lake, the skiers. and it's a few miles northeast of the Donner Party disaster. They stayed in the Frog Lake huts, which are not easy to get to, for two nights and enjoyed a full day of backcountry skiing. But on the last and third day of the trip is when the avalanche hit. Another skier was up there, and he says it's a beautiful area, and it's tough to get into, but that a lot of people will go up there. It's hard to reach. It costs like, I don't know, $1,600 for 3 days up there, but it's more than just a, you know, a log cabin. You know, it's, they have, you know, they provide all their meals and creature comforts and everything. And this other guy that left the day they came in, he said, I left because of the storm coming in. It was a massive amount of snow in a short time on top of a snowpack that hadn't seen very much snow in over a month. And he said he knew some guides from the Blackbird Mountain guys and said all those people going in were very experienced and knew what they're doing. He said, he did say, he said, it's 100% preventable tragedy. Knowing that. So that's kind of what they were doing. 3 day trip. They did it every year. So how sad. REU, when Jeff Zeller was in here a month or so ago, he talked about how the rates were going to go up. And sure enough, they had the meeting. And beginning April 1st, the utility plans to implement four consecutive annual rate increases of 4.5%. And the city council is holding a public hearing on the proposal on Tuesday, March 3rd. And REU is going to host two public workshops on Thursday, February 26th, a week from today, and at noon and at 5 p.m. to provide additional information. And it's being driven by higher power procurement expenses. Why is it higher power increment? Because the state of California insists on getting down to this, you know, everything on non-renewable energy, so it costs more to bring it in. The cost of generating and purchasing electricity continues to climb, with the total power supply expenses projected to exceed $100 million by 2030. And as it's for a not-for-profit utility, the agency maintains that affordability and reliability remain its primary goals. And even with the proposed increases, REU would still remain one of the most affordable electric utilities in California. It's going to fund the infrastructure replacement, wildfire mitigation efforts, and system hardening projects. The price of, like, copper has gone up 67%, poles 34%. And when Jeff was on, he said they had to replace one of their line trucks that, you know, puts lines up and everything. And, but you know, that they had paid, they thought the cost was going to be like the $250,000, like it's been close to. And it had almost doubled when they had to buy this truck. Yeah. The cost of everything going up like that. So, stand by. It's going to be, your bill is going to go up by $7 a month during the first 2 years and approximately $8 in the third and fourth years. And if you're in the, discount program, it would only go up $1 to $2 a month. More good news. Are you ready for any more? You want some more good news? How about rent prices? Alex is looking for a place right now. I don't know. He said he may have found one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. He was talking about it yesterday. But the rent prices. But, okay, here's semi-good news. There's going to be a new charter school. It has been applied for here in Shasta County. And Kevin Cry, Supervisor Cry, who is, of course, being a supervisor is not his only job, he said he plans to establish a school in Redding that an application says could have up to 200 students enrolled in the third year of operation. Northbound Academy applied for a membership in the CIF Northern Section, the athletic governing body for high schools in Shasta and surrounding North State counties. That's what they compete under. And they are going to meet and talk about it on February, well, they February 4th that they did already, and as an application for another school, but that's up in Weed, same time, and they took no action on it. However, CryList projected enrollment for the school at 50 the first year, 100 the second year, and 200 the third year. And we don't know what grades it's going to be. And Hayden Barnhurst is listed as a principal, and he's the office manager for California Adventure Camps, according to the business website. So he's applied for it. We don't know what's going to happen, but I imagine. Well, I can't. I don't know. When we have Kevin on, we'll ask him what he envisions for the class. Just another, is it a charter school that's going to be teaching regular classes? You know, you've got Reading School of the Arts that teaches regular classes, but also is heavy into the arts and, you know, music and, you know, painting and all this kind of stuff. Music, you know, all of that. So that'll be interesting to see. Okay. Boeing aircraft made a major move out of Virginia, announced that they're moving their space and military technology offices out of Arlington, Virginia, to St. Louis, Missouri, where all the, where the products are being made. And this is just about a month after the new governor came in and has made a bunch of announcements that, you know, told the people stop working with ICE, go heavy back into DEI again. They've gone after Second Amendment rights in Virginia and a number of other things. And she said, you know, when she ran, she said, I'm that middle of the road person that you want to have as a governor. And she has kind of like gone hard. It's kind of like she wants to turn Virginia into California. And you know how well we're doing out here. I hope that they don't, I hope they don't succeed. Anyway. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. and we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Proud mirror, keep on going, rolling, rolling, rolling on a river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Lindebaum. Linda's on work release this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials or excessive delays, you need to give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. If it's going along the way it should, it's just taking time, he'll tell you that, so you don't need to get legal involved in this because that'll slow down everything. But if you're not getting the right treatments or being denied, you need somebody that understands the workers' compensation system, and he really does. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He's done it in about 5-6 years. Work injuries are life-changing, or they can be life-changing, and you want to go back to work. You may not be able to go back to the same job, so you're going to need retraining in a different field. All of this can be done with workers' compensation and with people that know what they're doing, like Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. I'm here with Karen Kempley from Nation's Finest, and it's snowing outside, my friends. You know, earlier we said, gosh, you know, I don't think it's going to be snowing. Well, it's snowing. It's snowing pretty good.
Yeah.
It's wet snow. Doesn't look like it's sticking. You can see the grass over there. Is it sticking on the grass?
No.
Yeah. It's just coming down.
Yeah.
So it means it's going to be slippery out there, so be careful on your way to work. Of course, it happens on your way to work at 7:33 in the morning. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
You're not the Karens that everybody describes.
No.
Oh, it's a Karen.
I can be, but I try not to be.
You're the good Karen.
Yeah.
You're that side. So tell everybody about Nation's Finest.
Nation's Finest, we are, our office is located in Redding. We actually are in California, Arizona, Nevada. We have 15 locations and we service veterans. Our goal is to help our military that are struggling. A lot of them just don't know that there's help out there. We assist in housing. We will help with security deposit, rent, household furnishings to get them in. We also have a sober living house on Park Marina here in Redding that houses 12 men. And then we also
That's been a success.
Yeah, very successful. Then we also have a new house for permanent housing. We have one veteran in there. They're still trying to get the application process and everything going. Should be housing three more veterans permanently.
Okay. Yep. Now, these aren't necessarily homeless. Everybody you help is not just homeless.
No,
You've got, you know, struggling with maybe funds and all that. That's why you can help them with their first month's deposits and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, and even if they do have housing and imminent to be homeless, so say they can't make rent this month, and they get a three-day pay or quit, they can bring that in. Utilities, as you know, utilities are just off the hook right now. So sometimes we can catch them up on utilities. It all depends upon their situation. If not, we have lots of resources to get them where they can get their help.
Okay.
It's just so many out there that just don't have a sense of direction. Maybe they just don't have family support either. We've been pushing a lot, even going to the Good News Rescue Mission. I'm going there this morning from 9 to 11 to find our veterans there that are, you know, I just actually got one home. 77-year-old veteran here. He had been in and out of the hospital for a while, real sick. Got him well, was still at the mission, and actually we found out he had family in Yuma, Arizona. We actually called his brother, and American Legion made it happen, paid for his airplane flight, and got him reconnected with his son, and he's back in Arizona now.
That's
the success stories we want. Yeah. We want to support them and let them know they aren't through this alone. I mean, they fought for our country and our freedom, just like you did, you know, and tell them thank you for our service. I mean, as my father being a Vietnam veteran, he said, you know, you guys never got the welcome home. You know, it was, you know, get back
to Vietnam.
Life.
it was such a strange war, cost so many lives and damaged so many people, and it was because they came over in groups of, you know, and, you know, not as a unit in many cases.
Yeah,
they came in as replacements, and then they were sent home. They could literally be in the jungle, and 48 hours later, be home and being discharged.
Yep.
Yeah. And we didn't take care of people like we should have.
Absolutely.
Back then, and people didn't, you know, I talked to somebody who said, didn't even know his dad had been in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them don't like to talk about it.
Didn't even know his dad had been in Vietnam. And, so it was because of that. We weren't felt welcome, you know, baby killers and, you know, all these kind of things. But I think the nation learned a lesson from that.
Oh, yeah.
I know the military learned a lot of big lessons from that. Sending units over and bringing units back, you know, together, keeping them together for a couple weeks at least before, you know, some may go through, start then the, well, you wouldn't just be discharged when you got back, but, you know, getting orders to different places, counseling, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So they learned their lesson.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, it touched on so many hundreds of thousands of young men and women, mainly men.
Yeah, and a lot of them don't know about getting service-connected, about their disability. They don't realize that might make them more stable in life by filing. They're owed that. And so just by letting them know to get over to the VSO, to the Veterans Service Office, or even AMBED at the VA clinic.
Sure.
Shannon there. I mean, there's lots of opportunities to let them know there's help out there and the process to do it.
Yeah, and they just, California finally just passed that law that said that these companies out there that were preying, I call it preying on veterans.
Right.
Oh, we'll help you get those benefits that, you know, you can't get.
Yep.
And, but would take an inordinate amount of money from them. I mean, some of them, every month they'd have to pay this company.
Absolutely.
These companies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, California just signed a law, or Newsom, and just, I'll give Newsom props for this, that they signed the law saying that you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like our VSO works magnificently,
as
I figure most of them do, in getting those benefits for our veterans.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's just a struggle just since I service the top seven counties. I mean, I'm seeing a lot, Susanville, you know, just veterans coming into town, displaced, either divorce or lost their house or something of some sort, and they just have no sense of direction. So, I mean, I just was in Susanville last week, huge success. I found two veterans there that they're just struggling. And their income is fixed. You know, most of their income, they have Social Security. And at that time, you know, we go over their symptoms. You know, do you have tinnitus, ringing in your ears? Do you have PTSD, anxiety, depression, sleeping problems? And they're like, that's me. And we're like, why are you not service connected? You need to get with the Veteran Service Office in your county.
And that's up in, what, Lassen County,
yeah.
right?
And yeah.
I don't know that much about the VSO over there, but are they active?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. Right downtown is their building, right there on the main street.
On Susanville?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Right there on
so
the
right
left,
there.
Almost across from the high school there.
Yeah.
Yep. And he's very involved.
And my friends, you don't have to have been in combat and been, you know, living in the mud and getting shot at all the time.
No.
Or sand.
Yeah.
This is anybody that served.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you served honorably and that, you need to go down and talk to your local VSO or organization, AMVETS, American Legion,
yeah.
and fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us veterans, you're going to have a hearing loss.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just mm-hmm. our lives.
Yep.
And you get that on your into your records there.
Yep.
You may have had you may have broken your ankle playing football on the battalion football team.
Right.
Guess what? That counts.
Absolutely.
Riding your bicycle while on active duty.
Yeah.
It counts.
Yeah.
All of that counts. It
yeah.
doesn't have to be combat related. There's a separate category for combat related injuries.
Right.
So.
Yep. So I've just been, even telling the young ones, you know, the young ones that are actually in there, I have three daughters, a bunch of their friends went in, and, actually one kid, I said, make sure you're keeping your medical records, because it just seems sometimes through the cracks, medical records are lost. Well, if you have that proof and you're able to provide that proof, that's even better. You know,
yeah,
but yeah, they can.
They're going to find your 214, and they'll get into your records.
Absolutely.
If you don't have your 214, mm-hmm. and the DD-214 is just shows that you served. It's got all the dates where you were.
Yep.
Your discharge qualification. You know, honorable, general, under honorable conditions, mm-hmm. and so forth. But if you don't have that because you've lost it over the years, they can get it for you pretty easy. You
just, yeah.
And you need that to get into anything.
Right.
Into the VA.
Well, and actually that veteran that we were able to send back to his family, actually I called TSA ahead of time, and they actually took his VA medical card that has his identification. That's all they used to fly him home.
Because he didn't have it.
No, he was at the homeless shelter and we had been applying for it, and all he had was the paper. It hadn't come in for, and we needed to get him home. I wanted him to enjoy his family.
But it
before
had, his,
last
it had
year.
His photo on it.
Absolutely.
And it had his photo on it. It has
and
his name on it.
It.
And so, well, you know what? It proves who you are. I mean, it's a form of identification.
Right.
And when I hear that people say, oh no, people can't get ID. It's such. Got your delete button ready? Okay, you ready? I'm going to say it. No, I'm not. It's such BS.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you can.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of different ways to do it.
Absolutely.
Your birth certificate probably has a different name than yours today, Kempley.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's ridiculous.
I know.
But it just shows that when you're going out, something as simple to us, an ID, is not that easy for people that are that age and in that type of condition.
Well, and it's a struggle. You know, a lot of them just have a hard enough time with all of their PTSD, anxiety, depression to even make it into DMV.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a lot to ask for from them. Some of them have total barriers, you know, counseling. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. And so just the guidance, I mean, they're more than welcome to walk into our office. We have so many resources. We have lots of case managers. And as we say, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Tell other veterans there's help out there. You know, you shouldn't have to be struggling. You fought for our country and our freedom, and thanks for your service. You know, and so that's what we do, is just try to educate them, to let them know that there's so much more resources out there. to get assistance.
Yes.
And
okay. Let's take a quick break here. I'm with Karen Kempley from Nation's Finest. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Fix your watches, cut stones, design jewelry, help you design the piece of jewelry that you want, then they'll build it. They're just great people. Been in the business for over 30 years right here in Reading. And great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. They're just, it's a good place to do business with. You can trust them, and you're going to be getting great jewelry, anything that you can imagine, anything from old pawn to state jewelry to brand new stuff. And there's a lot of people that agree with me because they've been voted best in the North State for the last 4 years in a row as the best jewelry store. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs in that area. And open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just put those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
This show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He's heard the call of the wild. He's heard the call of the wild.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and the Bot. Streaming it at kcnrradio.com. Good morning and welcome back. I want to remind everybody that the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council and Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet is going to be March 7th at 5 p.m. at Wind River, and everybody's welcome. This isn't just for veterans. It's for people that support the veteran community, and there are still tickets available, and just give Debbie Johnson a call at 530-357-3380. Tickets are $40, and you can get a table of 10 for $400. They will take tables of 8. That'll cost you $360. So, and they're going to have a number of raffles and other things. And these raffles include a freezer package worth $450 from R&R Meats, catering bundles, a catering bundle from Pizza Factory, and a Burn a Non-Lethal Self-Defense Weapon. All of this, March 7th at Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. And speaking of veterans, I'm here with Karen Kempley from Nation's Finest.
Good morning.
And is this a nationwide organization?
California, Arizona, Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah. So three states out
of. California feels like it's its own nation anyway, yeah. So you could say that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, so we service the top seven counties just out of our Reading location, just getting more exposure, you know.
How'd you get involved with this? Because you're such an advocate. So
actually,
what led you to this?
I did see a job posting. It was 4 years ago, and I just thought, gosh, helping veterans, how much more can you ask for?
Let me just say, is the snow that's coming down right now is now covering cars, is filling the grass, and these snowflakes are huge.
It's
out
beautiful.
Here. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Don't let your little cat go outside. Two of these snowflakes would knock it down. Okay. But this is something, but your dad was a veteran.
Yeah,
and all
my
this.
Dad, Vietnam veteran, 3 Purple Hearts and a Silver Star, so true to my heart. I'm still alive. And,
I met him at the Marine Corps Ball.
Yes. Yeah. And as you guys know, back in the day, he never talked about it growing up in childhood of how it was in the military. But now having grandkids and great-grandkids, he's actually coming out with stories. And to hear some of the stories, are you wanting me to tell you one of his favorite stories?
Sure.
Okay, so he was actually military police on the gate, and he had this car pull in, a guy in a Hawaiian shirt, no badge, no nothing. And the guy's like, let me through. I'm the corporal. My dad's like, no, sorry, you're not going through. Just go over here to the visitor and get a badge.
Yeah, get a pass here.
Yep. Nope, I'm going to bust this gate down. He's like, don't think so. Put one in his shotgun. And he said, you little piss ant, I will have you in my office tomorrow morning because you don't know who I am. My dad's like, you're not coming through. All you have to do is go right over there for a pass. Sure enough, my dad was eating breakfast the next morning. They're all in. What a mess hall.
Yeah.
And call him over the speaker, come into the office. So he goes in there, sure enough, and this corporal said, you know what, I cannot commend you for...
He wasn't a corporal, he's a colonel.
Colonel. Yeah, I cannot tell you how proud I am, and you will never be back on that gate as military police. But he said, there's certain things in the military that you stand your ground no matter what the circumstances were.
Yeah.
And now to hear that story, his granddaughters are love to hear the story because he puts so much enthusiasm in. They're like, wow, we're really proud of you standing your ground. You're in the jungle for how long and then you hear these stories,
yeah, you're doing, never apologize for doing your job.
Absolutely.
And you'll have, you have that because for someone, I'm sorry to hold you up or something. Don't worry about it, Marine. You're just doing your job. Don't apologize for it.
Absolutely.
And the same thing for your daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So, if people people know someone that's a veteran, but they're going through some tough times, they should try and get a hold of you.
Absolutely. They can come by the office, 153 Hartnell, Suite 100, or our phone number, 530-223-3211. And we accept walk-ins. There's always case manager. I mean, you're willing to talk to somebody if we need to set up an appointment. We also have HUD-VASH at our, they actually have an office at our location, which are, they provide the vouchers, for veterans for housing. And so city and county vouchers, they're able to screen them all in one place.
Okay.
So, that's also another connection. Also the VSO, has been having a representative from their office in our office twice a month. So
okay.
That's also one-stop shop. So they can come by, talk to somebody.
How many people do you, it could be just a wild guess here. I mean, I'm sure you have a pretty good idea. How many people do you help in a year?
Oh, geez. I would say well over 250.
Well, over 250 mm-hmm. veterans.
Yeah.
You help get
yep.
housing. You get yep. them. You get them back with their families.
Absolutely.
You help them with their rent. Their mm-hmm. yeah.
Household goods. A lot of them don't even have a coat on their back. So now we have a we do have a coat closet. We do have some clothing. So if they're lacking clothing, maybe they need to go for a job interview and need a business suit. We have some.
Okay.
Yep. So we just ask them to come into our office, come by and talk to us. I mean, we're there to help them and be successful.
Well, you know, the thing is that sometimes you just find yourself in situations like this, and you don't need a handout.
No.
You need a hand up.
Yep.
And I know that sounds trite, my friends, but it's absolutely true. I know we helped a young couple that veteran, you know, was a veteran, and they were trying to get into another place, and they couldn't make that
security deposit.
Mm-hmm. They just didn't have that much free money, and so the money was through a couple of different organizations, mm-hmm. helped them get into their house. You know, they could pay their rent and all that. It was just trying to do that first month and, mm-hmm. you know, your first month's rent and your deposit.
Yep.
That was just, you know, beyond their reach.
Absolutely.
Because you got two people working in a household, or you have the one that goes to work and the other one's at home taking care of maybe a couple of kids. And if you got a kid with a problem, I mean, you're not going to be going to work.
Yeah.
And the cost of childcare is, as we all know, astronomical.
Absolutely.
And it takes most of a paycheck of somebody
right.
to pay for the childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then, then you, okay, I'm not even going to go there. I'm helping 100 kids here. Yeah.
Yeah.
In this 5x10 room.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, okay. So, once again, how do they get a hold of Karen Kimpley?
They can call us at 530-223-3211 or come by the office, 153 Hartnell, Suite 100. Our door's always open. We're 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Feel free to come by and
if you know
see how
somebody,
we can help you.
Like this one here you're talking about, maybe on a break. She's on Social Security. She owns her home. But she can't live on that Social Security.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
And do some research.
There are things out there that can help her.
Yep.
And as they get older, maybe they need somebody to come in a couple of times a week.
Absolutely.
And if they don't have the money, where are they going to get it from? Well, yep. There could be programs out there. There's different, you know, all these agencies. I mean,
yep.
hell, we're spending billions of dollars in this state on things that yep. They could be helping care for veterans or veterans' families.
Absolutely.
You know, they're widows or widowers.
Yeah.
Of it. Yeah.
And we have a lot of families struggle during Christmas time. We have the Shasta County Search and Rescue sponsors Christmas gifts for a bunch of military mm-hmm. Because they don't want to have them do without. We have a husband, wife, both military, 10 years with 3 kids, and they're struggling. I mean, they both work jobs, but
yeah. Well, is this a 501?
Yeah, 501c3.
Okay. So if you donate to Nation's Finest.
Yep. We can provide you with the receipt for taxes.
Yeah.
And if you designate any donations within this area, like, say, we want to keep them in Reading. That will stay here within our area. As long as it's not going to corporate, we can keep those monies local, and then we can use them within our county.
If you've got extra clothing, especially jackets now, just get a hold of Karen down there at Nation's Finest. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You do a lot for our veteran community, Karen.
Yes, I do.
You're good people.
Thank you.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking with a with my IT expert on how to avoid scams and other things online, which so many people are seeming to run into. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is presiding over a meeting of like-minded leaders.
What we're doing is very simple. Peace. It's called the Border Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say but a hard word to produce. Peace. But we're going to produce it.
As his Board of Peace convenes, peace is proving elusive in Ukraine. Russia's war on its neighbor continues to rage, and there is speculation the U.S. could find itself in a conflict with Iran over that country's nuclear ambitions. The government's out with a couple of upbeat economic reports.
The first comes from the Labor Department, as the number of Americans filing for jobless aid last week was lower by 23,000 from the previous week down to 206,000. That was significantly less than the 225,000 forecast by analysts at FactSet. Second, the Commerce Department reports the U.S. trade deficit was less in 2025 to just over $901 billion, down $3 billion year over year. George Williams, Washington.
Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested in the UK. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Police say they launched the investigation after assessing reports about his alleged ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Former South Korean President Yoon sentenced to life in prison for his arbitrary imposition of martial law.
Yoon defended his martial law decree as necessary to stop liberals, whom he described as anti-state forces, from obstructing his agenda with their legislative majority. The decree lasted about 6 hours before being lifted after lawmakers managed to break through a military blockade and voted unanimously to lift the measure.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says Yoon's lawyers are preparing to appeal the verdict and the sentence. On Wall Street, the Dow down 144 points, while the Nasdaq is off 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
The fallout over Jeffrey Epstein continues as officials in France widen their search for potential crimes.
In an interview for France Info, Laure Bacot, head of the Paris Prosecutor's Office, says one case covers sex abuse crimes, including human trafficking, and the other case focuses on financial wrongdoing. Bacot is calling on possible victims and witnesses to come forward and says they will use newly released information to build a broader picture. She says older files will also be reviewed in light of new revelations. One such probe into modeling agent Jean-Luc Brunel, a friend of Epstein who was accused of rape and trafficking minors, was closed in 2022 after Brunel was found dead in his jail cell. I'm Jennifer King.
UN-backed investigators say Sudan's rapid support forces have carried out a campaign that shows hallmarks of genocide against non-Arab communities. The fact-finding mission says the group inflicted mass killings and starvation-like siege conditions. townhall.com. The grandson of the inventor of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is lashing out at Hershey.
70-year-old Brad Reese is accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said on Wednesday that it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. Reese, the grandson of H.B. Reese, who invented Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in 1928, said Hershey replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream in multiple Reese's products. High cocoa prices led some candy manufacturers to experiment with using less chocolate in recent years. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump visits Georgia later today, a trip that the White House says will focus on the economy, affordability, the watchword. The president's trip comes ahead of the high-stakes midterm elections. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. She's on work release today. And thank you, everybody, for joining us this morning. Starting at 7, getting up, getting ready to go to school, getting ready. You're out starting to leave the house. And just let me tell you, there's a lot of snow, at least downtown here. And out in Palisito, there's a lot of snow. Somebody was just, Todd just came in from there. Today, the 19th of February, 8:05 in the morning. And the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Ben's here at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Anything going on besides the snow?
It's National Arabian Horse Day.
That's right. I've owned Arabians, two of them, different times for endurance rides. And they are, one I had, I miss, George. He was a great horse. The other one was a good horse, too. Both of them are smart and tremendous endurance. You know, when you're doing 50-mile rides in a day, yeah, it's Todd shaking his head at me. I was younger, okay? It seemed like a great sport. Today, wind advisories, winter storm warnings. If you look outside, you see why. Snow likely before 10 a.m. It was right. I didn't believe it because they've been saying that before. Wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour today, and chance of precipitation is like 100% here. And we could get close to 1 inch of accumulation. I don't know if that's going to happen because it's, 36 degrees right now. Tonight, mostly clear. Now, listen to this. It's going to be 22 degrees tonight. So if you've got animals, Todd and me, and make sure that they're covered and they've got stay out of the wind and even more food. It helps them generate heat there. Now, this is kind of clearing up tomorrow. It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 47 and then start kind of chance of showers tomorrow night and with a low around 30. Saturday, a chance of rain and snow before 7 a.m. and little or no snow accumulation expected and with a high near 50. So if it's that high, you're not going to get snow. Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're looking for rain. Some type of rain during the day. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they treat their customers very, very well. And these are the kind of guys you want to have when you have weather like this, because they're going to get out to your house and make sure you got the propane. Okay, I'm here with Todd Twining. Is that Twining?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You would think I know. I've known you for several months now. And we're going to talk about today, you know, because we've had the police warn us, we've had every law enforcement agency warned us that the amount of scams and online nefarious dealings have been happening now. And Todd is an expert on this. So, Todd, tell us who you are and how you got into this. How you got into the IT business?
Yeah, so I'm not as much an IT, but there's an unusual designation that maybe a lot of people don't know. IT is who you call when the fax machine breaks. But I do, which is just
well, for me, information technology.
No, it's funny. They're all just buckets, right? So, but my specialty really is online stuff. So it's you know, websites, online marketing, email marketing, social media marketing stuff. So I'm swimming in those waters all day, every day. And I know, and the reason that's significant is it's about getting people's attention online. So I know how to get people's attention online. And I also know that there's other people who aren't necessarily promoting a local business or have good intentions that want your attention as well online. And they want to get in between you and maybe your passwords or maybe your bank account or some other things. And they use the same techniques as folks like myself do, but for nefarious purposes. The general terms you hear are black hat, white hat. That's like in the hacker world. But in general, we use the same tools. So if I have a local business that says, man, I need to get found by searchers, I can help them with that. But if a scammer says, hey, I want to make sure they find my website instead of the one they're really looking for, or I want to send an email that looks like it's from the bank or looks like it's from the phone company or
anything. And government organizations.
They can fake anything.
Credit cards. Well, let me just tell you is that Todd has Twining Original Design. And we are partnered up with Todd, and real happy about it, on digital marketing. To just, you know, besides, you know, over-the-air marketing, we also provide digital marketing through Todd. And the reason is that Todd, when we started talking, is a big supporter of local business.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I live here, you live here, local owned radio station, local owned digital marketing company, and there's lots of folks out there, you know, back to our first lesson of people trying to appear. That's another thing to watch out for is people will appear to be local. People will appear to be, and this isn't new. So a lot of folks will say, well, you know, it's, in my day we didn't have this, and I'm 58, so I get a lot of people who call me even in their 40s and will say, well, I'm an older guy, and he assumes I'm probably 23 or something. But so age is not – I think some people buy into the fact that age matters, and it really doesn't. The younger people don't have – they're made of the same skin and bones, less wrinkles maybe and more density in the bones, but the same stuff we're made of if you're over 50 or over 40 or whatever your age is. So don't think that somehow there's a – you missed something critical. It's really all still learnable. And if you want to orient yourself with some of that information, and there's even – I should plug this website for – it's really just informational. There's nothing you can buy or do there other than get information. And that's its job, is silversafety.org.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back from the break.
Okay.
But let's talk a little bit more about – I'm on your website right now, mm-hmm. toddcan.com.
Yeah, T-O-D-C-A-N. So T-O-D, Twining Original Design. My name's Todd, so I thought I was being slick some years ago, and it's just nothing but confusion. But yes, that's my bread and butter there.
And you've our website, we've changed around a lot, and Todd's done that. And gotten our name out there. More
added features to the website. Sponsors are all. And that's the nice thing with KCNR radio is that, you know, working in the digital realm as well as just the radio realm, you know, we can link all the sponsors there. We can link community stuff. The weather you mentioned, you know, that's on the website. So if you want to check the weather, go to kcnrradio.com. News from different sites. The schedule of this show throughout the week to see who's on. So there's.
If I send it to you on time, or if I send it to you anytime, Todd gets it up. So I sent him this week yesterday.
We do it when it comes, when it's on my plate, I do it.
Yeah, when it gets to you.
Yeah.
But I gave him next week, too. And you know, it's subject to change, but most of them are pretty solid in there. Web hosting, domain names, I don't know. I mean, I'll get this email once a year.
Yeah.
It says, oh, or whatever, how long it lasts. It says, oh, you're getting, you know, your website is going to go away if you don't come back and redo it. Well, you know, it's been a year. Or somebody else does it for me, so I just will forward that to you now from now on.
Well, because you are the principal of a business, and yeah. you have a website, and your name is on some of those records that you're going to get. And anybody out there who's got a business, of course, you know, you get those calls every day that there's something that needs to be done. It's urgent. And whoever this is, and whoever it is, we don't know.
And let me just tell you, my friends, if you've got a phone number from out of the 530 area code, I'll just tell you right now, I probably won't answer that. And some of them I do know. You know, I know them, they've called enough. I know who they are. But if it's from outside the 530, you're going to leave a message because I don't know who that is yeah. until I hear the message. And even now, we'll get 530 area code phone calls that are spam, you know, talking about something from the other side of the world, but they're using the 530, they're using a local area code.
Sure.
How do they do that?
So it's called spoofing. So basically, you can appear to be calling from a different number, and without all the technical information, which isn't really valuable to people, but just know that they can fake what number it appears to be coming from.
Well, really?
They can fake what email address it appears to be coming from. So that's another one. So you can actually change the header of an email to make it look like it's from abc123.com, and it really isn't at all. So these things can be faked, and you brought up the number one thing about when you your perspective when you answer the phone, you're skeptical already. And that's the number one thing anybody can do right away is just be very – we grew up – again, you know, I gave you my age, but anybody over 40, we grew up in a world where seeing is believing was a phrase.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's not anymore. So you need to – if somebody says the sky is blue, double check because especially online. So just be healthy, skeptical. Don't take anything for granted. Double check everything. And there's some ways to do that, of course. There's online resources for that. But just, number one, just be skeptical.
And we're going to get to that after the break here. Todd Twining from Twining Original Design. Not only does he do websites, but he does SEO and digital marketing right here in Reading. And we've partnered up with Todd. And we're real happy. 8:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two divisions, insurance and financial management. And Judy Maxwell has built this company over the years. She founded her company in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since. You know, insurance, you know, homeowners insurance is such a Byzantine affair in so many ways. But Judy can help you find the insurance, medical insurance. You know, there's people advertising out there for, you know, on, you know, being your supplement to Medicare and all this. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea if you live in Sacramento, but you live up here in Reading, none of those services are offered yet. They advertise them up here. So many things, and Judy Maxwell can help you with that. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, and she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And we'll be right back with Todd Twining.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Ford and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Ford and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. This event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just what we needed, snow. Hey, welcome back to the show here at KCNR. Crown Motors' 40th annual NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show is going to be going February 27th through March 1st. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. And I have two tickets to it. There will be no snow at that point. I have two tickets to the first caller at 530-605-4567. And you can do any day, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So give us a call, 530-605-4567 for these tickets. And you just have to come down and pick them up sometime before the show starts. You'll give us your phone number, and trust me, we'll call you if you haven't picked it up by next Wednesday. So people are calling already. I'm here with Todd Twining, who owns Twining Original Design, Web Design, SEO, and Digital Marketing in Redding. SEO is?
Search Engine Optimization.
Explain that to people, because you see SEO all the time.
Yeah, and search engine is a generic term, obviously, but really Google kind of dominates that. So when you do a search on Google, you're using a search engine. Its job is to look around the Internet and find the things that you're searching for. So that's the search engine. The optimization refers to if you have a website like kcnrradio.com and you want people to type in advertising radio Reading, it's got to say that somewhere on the website and it's got to rank higher than your competitor so that you get found. So optimizing the website, there's a number of things we do that are not interesting to talk about at this point, but there's a number of things we can do to help that website show up in the search results. and that's the optimization. So the funny part with that, the value of it is pretty great. I always use the example, my wife and I, our anniversary is in June. We go to Reno Rodeo in June every year for that, and we were coming down the hotel elevator one morning and thinking, well, I wonder where a good buffet is. And back in the day, of course, you had to listen to the radio or you had to look for billboards or maybe a, and I pulled out my phone and I Googled it and I searched for it and I got a result. Now, I don't know if this was the best buffet in Reno, but that's what came back. And I thought, what is the value of that search? And the value is all those billboards, yellow pages, everything, the TV ad in the hotel room, you know, where they have the little paid blurbs when you turn the TV on. All that money spent is now really wrapped up in what people do, which is search for things. So there's a lot of value. There's a lot of competition for those things. And that is a discipline that I, you know, have the ability to do. But there's a lot of competition. So people think, man, I wish I could rank for something as if you just push a button. And it's kind of a knife fight right now. And there's a lot of people working real hard to show up for things.
Well, if you put radio running,
yeah,
which I just did,
yep,
we've come up one.
Exactly. You've been around your local station, so that's another thing, local ownership. Mm-hmm. All those things factor in. Your website has information on that. So that's what Google found is your website. If you didn't have a website, you'd be invisible.
And let me see. Then they have other things that are in here, like, you know, that says, just says radio stations is just a list of them.
Yeah,
but as far as when you're looking at it, so that's kind of cool. All right, so SEO for a company is real important, and you have the ways to increase that.
If you want, yeah, and it's important if you want traffic. So the number one thing most people do is when they put up a website, I usually ask them, is this something that you just want to refer people to? Because sometimes it's, oh, just go on our website and look up the instructions for how to put a widget together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then they don't care about necessarily getting found. If you're saying, well, I want people to find my business when they're looking for what it is I do or what products I sell, then yes, it's all or nothing because you're going to get searchers or your competition is going to get them.
Well, here's the thing is people, this has become ubiquitous. This has become a part of our lives, the web. And in a local business, you need to have a website, a viable website. So if somebody wants to look for something here in town, I'm looking for chairs, wooden chairs from a local vendor. You want to pop up first there in your business.
Yeah, somewhat prominently or at all. That's the number one mistake. I've even had people come to me who had, you know, name and name. I don't remember who it was, but somebody built a website for them. Doesn't really matter who it was, but they never mentioned the service. They had great pictures. It was beautiful. Never mentioned the actual service they did. And after they had this website for a few months, they said, you know, nobody's finding me. So I did a little audit on it, and I found out, well, it's because it doesn't mention, or at least mention enough, what it is you do. So just because it looks nice and seems like it's attractive and navigable and all that stuff, if it's not optimized, if it's not, you know, dialed in to perform, you're not going to get those searches.
Is your website easy to navigate, giving visitors a sense of confidence and clarity? Does the design hold attention with interactive, engaging elements? Is your content valuable and aligned with your brand message? Is the layout fully responsible, optimized for desktops, laptops, tablets, and smartphones? Is your site built on a framework that's SEO-friendly and shareable on social media? These are just things that you need to, and those are goals that you need to have.
Yeah.
And it's all laid out here on your website.
Here. Yeah, it's the same for me as everybody else, more or less. But, you know, the responsive thing's a big one that before we had phones, you know, websites were all made to look like they looked on a desktop. And then when the iPhone came out and smartphones came out and we're all browsing, 60 to 70% of your traffic from almost any website is on a phone.
So, and yet your phone doesn't display the whole website. Or well,
it does, but it's different.
So it's a different
display.
It's
a different layout. Okay. Yeah, so you have to take that into account. You have a touch screen, so I'll get people to say, well, I want people to hover over this button. And I think, well, okay, but on a phone there's no hover, right? You're tapping or you're not tapping. There's no
right.
So I think, oh, yeah, that's right. And then we have to think. So there's a lot of different devices, tablets, all the different screen sizes kind of have to work. So there's a lot going on there to make sure it works on all the different devices.
Well, we felt like we had a decent website. And and then, you know, Todd came in and he started working on it. So when it was interactive because he said, you know, what about this and this? And then I changed something and all that. We got it all done and then we handed it to the final say, and that was Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda looks at it and she looks at it from as a consumer in this, and then made a couple other changes. So websites should be changing. Could be changing a lot, not because anybody's done anything wrong or it's hard to see or anything, but as your business changes, you may want to emphasize something else.
Yeah, and the interesting part you mentioned that is Linda's eye for what looks good was obviously important, but there's one other layer to it that most people don't know is the part that there's things like, I'll just use a term that nobody's going to understand, but that's kind of the point, schema markup. So there's a whole bunch of code that you can't see on the website that Google can look at and search engines can look at and AI bots can look at that tell the machine essentially what the structure of that website is, what the content is. And it's important to get found, and it's not even, you don't even know it's there because it's not human readable. You can't see it. So there's things underneath the hood, so to speak. So kind of think of that car, right? Linda knows that what color car she wants and what kind of wheels and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but the interior looks
like. She doesn't care what material the valves are made out of and the motor. That's a whole nother. Right. And that's kind of thing. So there's an under-the-hood component to it, too, is kind of my greater point. So all that works together.
Okay, I'm here with Todd Twining from Twining. Wait a minute.
Twining Original Design.
Twining Original Design. And we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, now we're going to get into the safety aspects
important.
Of this other website that he's built just for information, silversafety.org, a guide to staying safe online. And we're going to address that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them when I moved here in 07. Never went to another barbershop. Why would you go to, you know, people say change is good. No, not when you're getting your hair cut. You want your hair cut so that it works for you. And Todd and... Yeah, Todd, not Todd. Todd doesn't get his haircut. Tim and Logan are just great young men. They give great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's like, what kind of barbershop, my friends? And, you know, you can make an appointment. I really like that. I didn't know if I was going to like that at the beginning when they started, but you can make an appointment that works on your own schedule, and you can do it one of two ways. You can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go on Booksy. And here's the secret to Booksy. Make sure you got the right barbershop when you make your appointment. And what Booksy will do, will let you look out for months, and you can set your times and dates that you want to get your hair cut. And then they'll send you an email.
I got one better for you, Carl.
Well, wait a minute.
If you go to the website, though, Casey and Art Radio, and you click on their sponsor tab, it takes you right to their Booksy. Well, you'll never have to wonder again.
There you go. Right there. And because of what we've got set up now, and you go to our website, any of our sponsors, you just click on them, takes them right to the website. So that takes you right to Booksy. I didn't know that. But it's a great place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. Says it right on the window. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic, once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
This February, share the love and win big at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card data. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Final drawing February 26th, where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500. Fall in love with winning. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, our website... You can get to our website. We used to tell everybody KCNR1460.com, and that still works.
Yep.
But our newer one, and it works just as well, is KCNRradio.com, which kind of makes more sense. We had the other one for since we started. KCNRradio.com, you can get to all of our sponsors. You can see news. You can get weather. You can see where our who's going to be on our show this week. And at the end, I don't. Do you have both weeks on there, or just that one?
1 week at a time.
1 week at a time, and you can click in on Monday morning or Sunday or sometime, and you can see who's going to be our guest next week. And we've got a big lineup next week too.
It's updated at noon on Friday, by the way. So okay. After the show ends on Friday, sometime between then and noon, the next week will be loaded up.
Okay, that's right on the front page. Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser Friday. Tomorrow out at Wind River. I'm not sure if you can still get tickets this late, but take a look at PrestonSharp.net and see if you can still get tickets. It's a fundraiser for the Veterans Flags and Flowers. And of course, everybody knows Preston Sharp, or you should. Started it right here in Reading 10 years ago, at least. And now he's visited 50 states. There's organizations that are out there to make sure that veterans' grave sites are remembered. And on Veterans Day, Memorial Day, where there's flags put on there, each one of the grave sites. And he's made it to the White House a couple of times. He's been in the State of the Union and been recognized there. And the he was at Normandy. And he had a trip to Normandy where with others that put flags and flowers on the grave sites there. So, fundraisers tomorrow, PrestonSharp.net. And I'm here with Todd Twining of, and I'm looking at his business is Twining Original Designs. And, but a part of, and we've been talking about why it's important that you have a good website and SEO and all that, but you put something else out there to help people. It's called silversafety.org.
Correct.
Silversafety.org. If you go to our, if you go to his website, it takes you there. Does it take it from our website?
It does. So at the footer of kcnrradio.com, there's a link down there as well. You can click on the logo to silversafety.org.
Okay.
Take you right there.
Your trusted guide to staying safe online, because the scams are just, they've gotten so good at it. So, there's certain things that people need to know, Todd.
Yeah, there's sort of a checklist. I mean, I could go on and on and on about so many things, but I don't even know that they're good at what they do. They're just persistent and constant. So most of the time, again, skepticism is number one. Be skeptical. The phone rings and it says, hi, this is so-and-so from the Police Officers Association. Now, I have the unique, distinguished privilege of many years ago in the 80s, working on phones, doing sales. And one of the things I worked for was the Minnesota, since I used to live in Minnesota, and it was the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association, and we would call and do fundraising. Now, that was actually a company, a third-party advertising company contracted to do that, using that name that took, I think, 80% of the money for the advertising company and then passed a small percentage on to the actual organization. So, there's so many of these things that we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And if you don't know, it's okay. And we feel like we want to contribute. We hear about the police officers organization. We think, well, I believe in everything that these people seem to represent. This all aligns with my values. I can contribute to that. Maybe I should contribute to that. Well, that's great. But you don't need an inbound call to do that. You can go ahead and proactively contribute to anything you want, any day of the week you want, without somebody soliciting you. So say thank you for the reminder and go on about your, and go ahead and find that organization yourself, because you don't know who this really is.
Now, and this is one that got me. Fake online stores.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it? Where do you see it? Facebook.
Yeah.
Or you'll be, you know, be on your using your computer and this ad will pop up. This was on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was about, what was it? Boots. Cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it looked so real. It had all the things in it that I bought a set of boots. And as soon as I did it, I said, oh, no. You know, these boots, they wanted a third of the price and all this, but, you know. And luckily, I had paid through PayPal. And as soon as I thought about what I had done, I went straight to them. I got my money back. However, this was totally a fake,
right,
a fake business. And you're seeing these is what you're putting down there. You'll find a professional-looking website selling popular products at deeply discounted prices. Yes. And that, and we have a tendency, to, because it's on Facebook, oh, well, they're right there on Facebook. They must have something that says, that looks at these businesses to see if they're fake or not. No.
No.
They don't.
Yeah, so that Facebook is a great inroad to get people to something. I can put up a website in probably 20 minutes that has fake products on it and will accept payments by PayPal. So, I mean, it takes me that long. And I don't have any of these products. Maybe I just made the whole thing up. Very easy to execute that part of it. So the real trick, you know, we talked about SEO before. That's the value. How do I get people someplace? Well, maybe searching. But you know what? That takes a long time. But I can just go on Facebook and I can share to everybody, oh, hey, these boots are, Too good to be true? Was it too good to be true is the question.
And it's got a bunch of people have things written in there that say, hey, these are great. And but what I'm doing now is I'm looking at the store, and I'm looking up the store and putting scam on it. And sure enough, you know, it came up. And it gives it a degree of confidence is what it does. And it says that we have a 0 degree in confidence. It was founded 40 days ago. You know, that kind
of thing. You're on the internet, basically, my rule of thumb for shopping especially is don't buy anything from a place you're not familiar with. So if you're on Amazon, that's one of the benefits of Amazon is we know that it's real. We know their policy is good, that I can, you know, I'm protected if I, you know, all these things. I'm not an ad for Amazon, but it's a known entity is my point. So if I go on Walmart.com, known entity, maybe there's a place I buy a lot of guitars and things because that's my side thing is music. So I go to Musician's Friend. I go to Sweetwater.com. I go to these sites. But there's been a history of those things popping up too, literally a clone of a well-known website. And so one of the tips also that a lot of people don't do is when you're on a web browser, you open up Google Chrome and you go to a website, a lot of folks never look at that address bar at the top. And on Macs, even in Safari, it's sometimes even off by default as if you don't want to know where you're at. But look at that. Is it what you expect it to be? You know, are you really at Walmart.com or is it something else that looks a little fishy? Because that's another thing that people can redirect you to a site that looks similar. Maybe it says Walmart store.net, you know, or something like that that can look similar. So be skeptical again. Double check those kind of things. But yeah, the shopping scam thing is always payment methods is another one. If you're paying with your credit card, somehow you're protected. You know, so watch out for these. Even PayPal can be a little less.
Well, it took me a while to get it back, but they eventually did it.
Yeah.
So now and we got to take a break. They've actually had one horses for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Texas. And I looked at them. I looked at a photo of the horses. I know how much a horse costs. And I was looking at these and I was saying, there's something wrong here. I mean, and you check on it and you can send money there to hold the horse and then until you come down to see it, and it never happens. And then I researched it some more because some of those photos looked familiar, and they were stealing photos off of legitimate horse raise, you know, horse breeder sites and putting them in this. And one guy had this thing that he wrote, said, I lost $5,000 to this. And I'm thinking, why would you send $5,000 to a company in Texas? And but you know what? Even though it said scam everywhere and people were starting to write it on there, they came, you know, they went off for a couple months and then they came back again.
Yep. So the question really is not how do you know it's a scam? The question is, can you trust these people? Can you say for certain it's not a scam? And that's really the litmus test. So if you can't say, no, I know I can trust this person. No, you can't say, oh, well, they sent me a picture. I mean, I've heard this too, even with the horse community.
Yeah.
Oh, they sent me a picture of the horse. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, we all know you can send a picture of anything.
I can send you a picture of a horse.
Yes, you I could send you one. Could have sent you one this morning. But yeah, so the question is not how do you know it's a scam? How do you know it's not? You need to be sure of who you're dealing with. That's it.
That's the whole thing. We need to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle, shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release. She'll be back tomorrow. 8:51 in the morning here on the 19th, and it's snowing. And it's sticking. And the snowflakes are big enough to don't let a small dog or a cat out. You know, these snowflakes may be big enough to knock them over. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Todd Twining of Twining Original Design, and that is toddcan.com. He is working with us on the digital marketing side of the business. You know, you expand or go under. So Todd is providing the expertise for digital marketing for not just, of course, station, but our customers and our advertisers. And if you're interested in this, he'll build web designs. He'll beef up your search engine optimization, digital marketing here in Reading. And he's really concentrates on local businesses, and that's his website. And take a look at all the happy customers that you have. And we're talking about safety and scams on the internet, and we want to talk about passwords now.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we talked about
illuminate that subject.
We talked about the scams, of course, and one of the scams really is trying to get your password. Maybe you'll get emails and things, and they can look like they're from your bank or from your cable company or from anybody you do business with, and it says, "Oh, we need you to re-enter your password," and it's an email, and then you click on the email, and it takes you to what looks just like the business website you think it is.
Yeah,
and the intention there is that if you put your email in that and then push login, it doesn't log you into anything. It just sends the scammer your username and password. And they may even set it up to say, "Oh, thank you." And you think, "Oh, that all worked out well." You know, it doesn't say, "Oh, you've been had" at the end. You know, they try to keep that a secret. But if they've got a password, here's the one thing that happens is maybe, this is pretty common, maybe you have your dog, your dog's name is Sassy and you got it in 2003. So you put Sassy 2003 exclamation point and that's your password for that thing you just entered and gave away. It's your password for your email. It's your password for your bank. It's your password for many, many things. And now not only do they have a password, they've got the password for all your stuff.
Well, we said, yeah, if you've got a dog, I think Buford's in one of my passwords. I can't remember which site it is.
Change though. That right away now that you've announced it.
Well, right. but I don't, but well, it's a number of things behind Buford too, but I can't remember what the site it is for because right. You have so many things you log in at, but there's a way to avoid this.
Yeah. Yeah. The way that I avoid it, and so in my business, because I have access to so much, you know, hundreds of websites and services and on and on and on of mine and my clients and everything else, I universally don't try to remember my passwords. I don't know what they are. And the reason for that is if I don't know, well, one, they're all different. And then two, they're not something human readable. So I use Google, in my case, Google Password Manager. When I log into my Google Chrome, I'm logged in. It knows it's me. So I hear people right now going, oh my God, they know what site I went to and what. Yes, they do. And when you're on the internet, just pretend you're in public. Just like when you're at the mall, people see you walking into See's Candy and they know you're buying chocolates. When you're on the internet, it's considered a public place. I do anyway. So I log in.
Of course
in.
It is. No matter, yeah. Even if it's got the HTTPS on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right? I mean, because yeah. S means secure. But
Hypertext Transfer Protocol secure, yes. HTTPS. Okay. But anyway, the greater point is that, you know, you really, if you remember your passwords and somebody else can steal them, if you reuse them, somebody else can gain access to multiple things. So I use the Google Password Manager. There's a number of other password managers out there. But the point of the matter is I can use long gibberish passwords that are hard to crack and they're different for everything I go to. And the autofill, because I'm logged into Google. So when I click on the login for something, it pops right up and autofills it for me. So it's even easier. So a lot of people kind of make their own problem by trying to remember their passwords and then not log into Google. So they're anonymous and they're on DuckDuckGo because they think people are going to see that they went to, you know, this or that or whatever website. I mean, it depends on what you're doing online. I don't do anything that interesting that I need to be secretive about it. But if you are, well, I mean, let's say you just don't want people to know you're looking up something, maybe a surprise for your loved one. You can do that through private browsing. So there are ways to be private.
Well, I mean, just on my phone.
Yeah.
When I go to the internet on it, it's got private browsing on it. It doesn't keep track of anything.
Right.
So, I mean, I could go to the same site 5 times a day, but I have to type it in. Every time.
And the other thing to remember is when they say, oh, Google knows where you've been. Yes, but they're not tracking. They're not thinking, you know, they're not sitting down there right now in the Bay Area going, well, I see Carl's on this website now today. You're just data. So they see where you've been. Yes. But really, for the most part, they're aggregating data to say, okay, how many thousands of people went to CNRradio.com today or how many people went to this page or how many people went to that page. That's really what they're collecting data on. Technically, they can run that back and find out where you've been, but nobody's really watching you that close. So anyway, moral of the story is it's okay to be public. It's okay to be logged in. There are benefits to that because you'll get content that's tailored for you. That's the whole goal of it. And you'll get password managers like with Google that fill your passwords for you.
You know what? You go on Facebook and you look at something like Dude Ranches. I'll just say that. Dude Ranches.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I'm kidding. All of these Facebook things, they have Dude Ranches on them because it saw, I looked at it and then it just starts automatically filling it.
And yes, and that can be helpful. I mean,
yeah, it can be.
If you're looking for something and then suddenly somebody's saying, here's the thing you're looking for, that can be beneficial. Now, at the same time, again, if it was maybe you're planning a surprise or something and you didn't want things to show up in your feed, go ahead and do a private browsing session.
Yeah.
Facebook is a sketchy place. I'll say that right now. Facebook does not, in my opinion, do a real great job of making sure things are legitimate or that. So if you want to be the most skeptical of anything you see, Facebook is the place to be skeptical.
There you go.
But yeah, the password thing is a simple one to do. So don't do it. The second part of passwords is 2FA, and we hear this 2-factor authentication.
Right. We got 1 minute, about a minute and a half left. So quickly, what is that?
2-factor authentication is just that. It's a second lock. So think about if you put 2 padlocks on something, it's just a double lock. So it's a way to check. It sends you a text message usually and says, yeah, that's me. So when you see that 2FA and think, oh, I don't want to do that, go ahead and do that. It's very secure.
Okay, yeah, and then they'll send you, so you have, they'll send you a text, and you have to put that in there. Yeah. I like that. I mean, it only takes another minute. Now, we've run out of time, Todd.
Yeah. But
I'm going to have you back on, because we've just barely scratched the surface here. You've given some good basic things for people to look at, you know, getting your, going and letting the, when they say you can't, you know, they'll put a password in for you, and you look at it, and it's just, like you said, it's gibberish.
Yep.
But it then saves it for you. And if somebody trying to get that password, it's going to be impossible.
Well, if they want to crack your password, they can do millions of calculations per second and run random real things through a computer. So it's very easy. If your password makes sense to you, they can crack that real fast.
There you go. It's just like you see in Mission Impossible. He takes his little thing about the size of a phone and plugs it into one of these keypad things.
And it
goes, is that real?
Mission Impossible?
Oh, no. I mean, that kind of device.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of different devices, but really, that computer can randomly go through all the possible passwords and try literally millions of them in a very short period of time.
Okay, Twining Original Design. It's toddcan.com, and there's a link to silversafety.org to help you in your battle against scammers.
As well as kcnrradio.com, link there at the footer.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
Hey,
Carl.
Tomorrow, House Realty, it's snowing, my friends. As you know, it's snowing hard. Be careful. Give yourself extra time today. If you're heading north, make sure you got chains. If you're planning on going anywhere past Shingletown, probably. Have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.